This conversation about climate change was more about logistics and urban planning than science.
As you can see, a number of sites may be at risk of increased storm flooding soon after 2050, including Logan Airport, the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, and the Bay State Expo Center site of UMass Boston.
Vivian Lee is president of the Boston Harbor Association, which released a report that's really a series of case studies of those places she mentioned, along with the Aquarium and Morrissey Boulevard. What happens to residential and commercial properties during twice daily high tides, annual storms, and serious hurricanes? Maybe not much now, but in the future.
Preparedness needs to be a priority for property owners in Boston on or near the coastal floodplains. There are a number of things, short and long term, that property owners can do, including cost-effective, phased-in actions that can be taken to reduce vulnerabilities to higher and more frequent flooding.
The report lists projected flood depths and makes recommendations such as identifying evacuation strategies, estimating cleanup costs, and ways the city can work with developers. Mayor Menino says he and his staff are looking into climate preparedness design requirements for new building construction. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.